Good evening, everyone. I hope this message finds you and your loved ones healthy and safe. We continue with Hilchos Shavuos. We know that there is a great mitzvah for a person to rejoice on all of the Yom Tovim, v'samachta v'chagecha, but as the Gemara points out, that there's something unique and special about Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lochem, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And there's a great sense of rejoicing on this holy festival, to the point that the Gemara says about one of the important Amorai Mar Bar Ravina, that he fasted all of the days of the year with the exception of Shavuos, and the reason being, the Gemara explains, is because this is the day that the Torah was given. The Gemara also relates that Rav Yosef would also have a special dish prepared. It was a veal of a certain portion of the calf, and he attributed his reasoning to do so as his stature, as an Amora, to the holiday of Shavuos and the fact that the Torah was given. Were it not for this day, there are so many other Yosefs in the market. Rashi explained that his happiness, his simcha, was because I learned Torah and I became elevated. There's so many other men named Yosef in the shuk, in the market, that what would be the difference between them and I if it weren't for the fact that the Torah was given? That's the Gemara Pesachim that explains Rashi's commentary on the Gemara. We know likewise that there's the minhag that we have to eat dairy foods, the custom to eat minhag of chalav, of dairy, on the first day of Shavuos. The main reason for doing so is to have a zikaron shel shtei alechem, for the two loaves of bread that were brought in memory of the activity that was done at the time of the Mikdash, and by eating two different meals, one dairy, one meat, the person's surely going to be able to eat them from two different loaves. Since it is forbidden, it is also for a person to eat from the same loaf with milk and meat, even separately. There are those who also add that the reason why we eat dairy and later we eat meat foods on the Yom Tov of Shavuos is to emphasize the difference between us and the Malachim, who visited Avram Avinu. They ate milk and then meat. So we try to simulate a very similar kind of idea based on the Psukim in Bereishis in Perek Yud Ches. In merit of this, of course, we receive the Torah and not the Malachim. This is something that was given just to us. That's, you can look in the Berhetiv, who explains this point. Some say that since Bnei Israel received the Ten Commandments, the Seres HaDibros on Shavuos, which of course include the Tarjag Mitzvos, so the Jews were unable to eat meat right away after receiving the Torah, because they hadn't yet learned the Dinam and of Kashrus, and the components and the minutia of the Dinam of Shechita, and so therefore they ate dairy products only as a way of just being overly cautious. And finally, if you look in the Haggadahs of the Rechaim, he explains that there are those, and other writers as well, that we eat dairy foods on the Yom Tov of Shavuos because the gematria of Cholav, Cheslam Medveiz, is 40, corresponding to the Arboim Yom, the 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah at Har Sinai. So these are all just different Ramazim, different Hanhagahs, Minhagim that we have. Why specifically dairy? And in Mirat Hashem, we're going to continue with yet another Dvar Halacha specifically to Shavuos tomorrow night. And with that, I wish from my family to yours a healthy, a happy, and an enjoyable evening.